Listener Production.
Hello, Cherie Coleman here with your Mid-North Coast News. The state government's expected to unveil around $230 million for domestic violence prevention and supports today. It's set to include help to keep victims safe in their homes and funding for specialist workers to support children forced to flee with a parent. We're also expecting funding to help overhaul the state's bail laws. More frustration for police when it comes to drivers speeding on the Pacific Highway over the weekend. An 18-year-old red P-plater was allegedly clocked travelling at 148 k's per hour at Corindi Beach. He was pulled over shortly before 3:30 Saturday afternoon, and shortly after that, a 43-year-old woman was nabbed in the same spot, allegedly clocked at 147 k's an hour. Meanwhile, we're all being urged to drive so others survive as part of Road Safety Week this week. The impact of road trauma is in the spotlight, with a focus on reducing fatalities and lifelong injuries. Here's a reminder from COFS paramedic Julie Whitten that she says could be the difference between life or death.
We just like people to move to the left as safely as possible. Leave the right-hand lane available for us. Maybe just turn your stereo down a little bit so you can hear our sirens. Keep an eye out both front and back and to the side and leave us some space to get through.
Sydney's Sam Appleton has been crowned this year's male champion for Port Macquarie Ironman. He broke the course record to finish in just over 7 hours and 57 minutes. Regan Holyoake was the first woman across the line, finishing in just over 9 hours 2 minutes, while Daniel Barry and Rachel McCarthy took out wins in the Ironman 70.3. In Group 3 Rugby League, back-to-back losses for Port City falling to Wauchope 26-6, while yesterday the Port Sharks beat Foster Tuncurry 18-0 and the Mustangs suffered a 12-point loss to Wingham. And the make-up games in Group 2 saw the Sawtell Panthers take a 20-point win over Woolgoolga, while South Grafton beat the Coffs Comets 36-18.